And Cecil, that's perfect music to lead into this next interview. I'm very happy to say that in the studios I have Missy Paskey-Wood with me and Craig Minnick. Missy is the Executive Director of Festival International de Louisiane, and Craig is the current President of the Festival Board, here to talk about the growing excitement. I'm sure you'll have other words you use in the office two weeks out.
Can this microphone pick up my heart palpitations?
Your heart palpitations.
I don't know if it's that strong.
I don't know.
Boom, boom.
I know.
That's exactly. Cecil back. Listen to Cecil adding your heart in there.
It's not fast enough, Cecil.
And Cecil knows because he's very involved as well and has been for many years. So there's so much to talk about right now, but you can see people getting excited about festival. There's like a little flurry on Facebook, people living other places saying, yes, I'm coming in for the festival. Very excited to be able to come here, many of them volunteering for the festival. So we're going to talk about all the ways that people can get involved now and at the festival. You were mentioning, Craig, that you're all very excited, and I know you were here in the fall talking about a collaboration between Festival International and Festivals Acadien, and they are returning the favor now, and I know you wanted to mention their part in this.
That's exactly right. We had a wonderful collaboration in the fall. I enjoyed their festival. They kicked off very well. Festivals Acadien is going to sponsor a couple of bands for us, and we definitely want to thank them for collaborating with us for our festival and reaching out and bringing our community and our music to an international world.
Mm-hmm. And
they actually were also really kind to reach out to their volunteers. And we do that too, actually. When it comes time for their festival, we cross-pollinate quite a bit. And I know that there's a lot of listeners right now who have both T-shirts for every single year, proving that they volunteer at every festival in Lafayette, which is fantastic.
That's right. Instead of changing hats, they change T-shirts.
Exactly. Got to have your sassy new T-shirt, the official 2014 T-shirt.
But, you know, that also makes me think that that really makes people feel like the festival never ends in Lafayette, that it's just this circle, a festival that happens here, and they really feel like they can just continue working with it, being involved with festival. And now you all have added so many ways that people can be involved, either as volunteers during the festival or ways that they can interact on not only your website, but the app as well. But let's talk about the volunteering right now, because we're 2 weeks away from the festival, and you all are still in great need of volunteers.
Yeah, we're on track for where we normally are. We're about 50% of our shifts are filled. Mm-hmm. And to put that in perspective, we have over 2,000 volunteers every single year. And that can range from shifts that only take 1 hour in production that happen, you know, early in the morning where 30 people gather and they put up a stage and it literally takes an hour and then it's done. Or it could be somebody who's willing to drive to New Orleans to pick up a band, and we provide the van, don't worry. but there's such a variety of ways that people volunteer. We have youth, I think it's 15 and up, we have people volunteer at Saint-Dejean, which is the area for the youth if they want to wrangle sidewalk chalk. We always need ticket sellers, which I think is a really fun one. Personally, I would like that
because
I like people. Yeah, I like to talk, clearly. But also you get to sit down and you can volunteer with a friend, which is even better. Why not, you know, volunteer for the same shift and know that you could hang out with your friend or your spouse or your partner or whatever, and, you know, make change for people. So it's really, really – there's so many ways that people volunteer. And the feedback that we get is really fascinating, that a lot of our longtime volunteers feel like the festival is – but, you know, that volunteer shift is what makes the festival the festival. And maybe they'll only do one shift during the entire 5-day festival, and that's okay. But then they get their T-shirt. They really feel like you see behind the
scenes.
They're
really invested in it.
You are. You're invested, and you're really part of the club, if you will.
Those people who actually do volunteer, at least for the first time, they always come back and talk to us. It's like, I've never experienced festival like that. This just turned a completely different light on me. Mm-hmm. Not that watching a band is not fun and eating the food and doing everything, but to volunteer and be on the backstage or the other side, people just have such a neat experience. Mm-hmm. And they say, so when can I start signing up for next year?
Yeah.
Y'all going to have to start having sign-up sheets much earlier on. Well, Craig, did you start as a volunteer for the festival, or did you just jump straight to board member?
I don't think
straight to board president, wasn't it? I don't know.
I've just been here for 1 year and straight to president. That's done it. Andre Mitchell, a great friend of mine in college, brought me into, I wouldn't use the word roped me in, but he goes, hey, come volunteer for a little bit. And exactly, did a shift, did a couple hours, and I was like, man, this is really, really a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. I enjoyed the festival, watching it, but when I volunteered, it it just brought out something different. I'm really a production guy at heart, and so when I started getting involved and I ran the main stage internationally.
Yeah, and you're talking festival speak, so production. Tell people what production does.
So originally
it's
come
a
in,
huge area with a very small
one. He's trying to just slip it through there. Yeah.
So
they're the glamorous ones, I think.
Oh, yeah. You know, production is basically a way to make the show happen. We always say that during the festival week, pretty much everybody's a part of production, because what are we doing? We're producing a fantastic show.
What happens on those stages, particularly.
And that's exactly right. Mm-hmm. So originally, when I first came in, I like to use the word adult beverage sales. And then when I transitioned to the production part of it, which is everything from assisting the crew, setting up the stage, making sure that things are put in the appropriate spots. Mm-hmm. When the vendors come in, working with the vendors, make sure they have the things that they need. Again, then going back to make sure the artists have the items that they need before they come in on stage. Mm-hmm. And basically, I'm the guy to just make sure that everything's happening on that same time. And we have a wonderful production coordinator, Diane, she makes it easy because she pushes these books together for us. Mm-hmm. Hey, this is what happens when. And after the first or second year, we just know it offhand, mm-hmm, and mm-hmm. we make it so smooth. There's such a great collaboration of all different people, from the stagehands to the sound site, soundstage and lighting people. Everybody really makes it easy when you're able to work together with a great group.
Well, it's nice to know
people.
That people can volunteer for production. I think a lot of people mm-hmm. think everyone up on stage is part of the hired sound.
Oh, no. We can't afford it. That's hilarious. Maybe in another lifetime.
But I have to say, when my sons were very young, they were quite envious of those people they saw on stage, you know, coiling up ropes and setting things up and putting the microphones. And so I think there's a lot of young kids who are really, they're looking up there and thinking, someday, wouldn't that be so cool to be up there on that stage, mingling with the artists and getting everything set
someday
up for them.
Someday could be today.
I was going to say, if you were that child, you know, 20 years ago, if that was you.
Now you're old enough to go and volunteer for production or any of the other places that you've been talking
about. There's a lot.
About.
I mean, and there's some fun stuff. Like, I'm tempted not to mention it because I think some of the shifts are gone, but like there's a baby care center. There's all kinds of places. I like to say for any energy level or ability. And that would fly for me because I probably wouldn't be the production person. Well, I probably would be actually, but I would be just as happy to be sitting somewhere. So that means that whatever your age or your ability, I mean, you could volunteer with your grandma. You would just need to find the right spot. And the other great thing that we have is you can sign up online. It's really simple. And if you've signed up in the past and been frustrated by the system, we have a new system. It is so easy. I'm telling you, it's easy. But you can always email volunteer@festivalinternational.com, and our wonderful volunteer intern Chenille will make sure that you get in the right spot. So if you say, I can't stand on my feet for more than half an hour, I need to be somewhere close to this area, what can, you know, and I only want to do it for 3 hours, she can say, great, I got the perfect spot for you, here you go.
One of the mottos that I always
easy.
Use, if you got time, we got space.
Yep.
So come down and volunteer.
Yeah.
You make it sound so easy. And I also liked what you were saying, that young people can volunteer at the Scène de Jeune, 15 years old perhaps.
Yep.
And
yep.
so high school clubs, I guess beta
Absolutely.
Clubs, service clubs could volunteer together.
Absolutely. And mm-hmm. and we need large groups like mm-hmm. that. We mm-hmm. need a dozen people at a time to come and help set up tents. And then, you know, after 3 hours, be done. You mm-hmm. know, I mean, thank you so much. Go enjoy the festival.
Right.
But we need those crowds mm-hmm. to show up and be
I know
little...
kids in band in high school have sometimes volunteered together and been on like the recycling.
Exactly.
Recyclage.
And you know, something that we're doing for the first time this year is there are some folks out there, or you might know somebody who needs court-appointed community service, and we're going to provide documentation for people who volunteer in the production or in the recycling areas for that. So if you know of anybody trying to knock those hours out, we can help them.
All right. And oftentimes it's quite a few hours, so they could just spend the week.
I was going to say, if you do a weekend, you might have quite a few.
All. So volunteers, in great need of volunteers, so many different areas. You can check it out on the website mm-hmm. or email the volunteer coordinator or call. And
it's very easy. Festivalinternational.com/volunteer.
And if you want to add a few hours at festival, you suddenly think, I have a few hours, you've got that wonderful volunteer center there, and people can always add hours to what they're doing.
I mean, people, you get a free T-shirt. I mean, does life get better than a free volunteer T-shirt? I don't think so. I think we might even give you a bottle of water. I mean, come on.
They're very proud of those. They really are. And they do say what you've done, what particular area that you volunteered in. So you've volunteered, you can also get involved in the courier, the 5K run or walk or saunter or whatever you want to do.
I like the saunter. That would be my.
And that takes place the Saturday of festival.
Saturday morning.
People
absolutely
can register now.
Okay. And people are registering now. So if you'd like to join my family, everyone but me is doing the 5K.
No time for sauntering.
I don't
The president
have time.
Is supposed to do it, but I don't know about this. We'll see.
But no, folks are registering. Actually, yesterday night I was hanging out with some people, and a friend of mine who I didn't even know said, oh, I registered for your 5K today. Oh, that's wonderful. But it's only $25, but it goes up to $35 if you wait till the day. So don't wait till the day. Do it ahead of time and save yourself $10. And we do ask that everybody who registers, including kiddos, does register officially. We don't have different categories yet. Mm-hmm. But there are prizes for the individual winners. And what's hilarious is I was asking for clarification on this, and I got a big eye roll that said, Missy, people who do 5Ks know this already. But there's different areas, like your age, so the 30s and the 40s and the, yes, you know, there's these different areas. And so if you are the first in your class or your range, I'm not sure what the word is. All the runners out there are judging me. I mean, they're judging me hard
right now. But we're trying to encourage those people who are not yet runners,
walkers. My husband's going to be pushing a stroller.
Yes,
and we do welcome strollers. We ask no skateboards or scooters or any other wheeled you know, roller skates, that kind of thing. So
toddle,
wheelchairs and yeah, absolutely. So if you know, our differently abled friends can absolutely participate, and strollers can absolutely participate, but leave your other stuff at home.
Yeah, okay. We gotta remember those people who haven't done festival before, somebody who's interested in doing a 5K.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
There's some people out there that
they don't know
that, have that information.
It's
I think
a
they
career,
get T-shirts with that too, don't they?
Yeah. Oh, actually, it's better. They get a legit running shirt. It's the dry weave stuff.
I think I might just have to sign up.
I was going to say, these are the fancy shirts. I was surprised. I was impressed. This is not just, you know, a hefty tee. This is the real deal. And they're all neon, like kind of a running shirt, so you could use it later. It's like a neon yellow orange. So that'll be really fun as we, you know, walk around our neighborhoods. We'll be able to identify immediately.
Early foggy mornings.
And that's one of my favorite things. And go back to the T-shirts and the running shirts is during the year, I always get a couple of goosebumps when I'm going out somewhere having dinner, lunch, and you see somebody who walks in with a festival shirt. I think you mentioned it earlier. They kind of wear it with a badge of honor, and walk in there, and all of a sudden you just get a couple of those flashbacks, remembering what great the festival time was.
We need a secret wave handshake that we teach only the volunteers, and then you can give them the chin nod or something.
Now that would be really cool.
It's also really nice, and I know we feel the same way at KRVS when we see really old shirts, you know, ones from like 15, 20, 25 years ago, people pulling those out as like their special shirts.
Yeah.
And they do save those. My guests, if you are just tuning in, are Missy Paskey-Wood, director of Festival International de Louisiane, and Craig Minnick, who is the current president of the festival board, talking about everything that you can get involved in right now before festival starts, signing up for as a volunteer, signing up for the courier, the 5K run walk, or however you're going to do that, get on down the road.
The dance walkers. Isn't that taking the internet by storm?
That's right.
Right?
So you could do that.
And maybe I would do that one, actually. That sounds more my speed.
And end up somewhere on YouTube.
Yeah.
And if you would like to keep up with everything, but you're not locked into a computer at your desk, your app is now available.
It's awesome. I was actually at a lunch today, and I started to pitch the app, and I got interrupted by somebody who said, it's so great. Which is exactly what you love to hear. So if you have a smartphone, and we support iPhones and the Google, it's on Google Play and iTunes, you can download the 2014 app. So if you downloaded the 13 and you look at it and you say, hang on a second, you just need to click the update. It's, you know, the app is ready to update and give you the new information for 14. But it's so cool. The main page of it now follows all the social media. So if people use the festival tag, which is hashtag FIL 2014, 2014, it shows up on this feed. So you'll be able to, in real time, see what everybody else is doing and whatever, you know, during the festival. It's going to be so cool.
I'm going to have to admit to Missy that I kind of went away from my calendar because this festival app is so awesome. It's pretty much telling me all what I need to do or what's coming up. And it's very intuitive to get through it. Mm-hmm. It was a fantastic design.
It's not talking to you yet, is it, Craig?
No. Maybe next year. We'll have to try that.
No.
But there is a radio app on it.
There is a radio on it, though, so you can listen to a radio station that just has festival artists.
And KRVS, of course, is going to be carrying it live.
Well, you could just listen to the Medicine Ball Caravan. I was listening this morning, and Cecil was playing all of the festival hits. Yes.
We love Cecil.
It's like Christmas. You know how people start playing Christmas carols like a month ahead?
Yes.
Cecil starts playing festival
songs. That's good. I like
festival carols.
Festival carols. We have.
Yes, absolutely. Cecil, a longtime supporter and a volunteer for Festival International de Louisiane. So the app, if you get it, you can keep informed about everything that's going on.
And it's free.
And
we don't know if we said that or not, but of course it's free. Yeah.
Okay, so you don't have to worry about that. Now, the festival, as we said earlier before we got on the mics, is pushing the envelope, the boundaries of when you can formally say festival is happening. And you all have pushed it even further this year. I think you're having your first musical event on the Monday of that week.
Maybe we have an official kickoff concert for the first time this year. What happened? Let me tell you what happened. A very famous innovator musician was coming through town and was not coming through town at the time of the festival exactly. And so we had to find a way to make this work. And that amazing person is none other than Dick Dale
of
surf rock. Yes, of surf rock fame. Mm-hmm. And for those of the 80s children out there like me, remember him in Back to the Beach. That was the end from like the reboot of the Annette Funicello movies.
You just touched a chord on there, and I see Cecil laughing.
I loved that movie. So that's how I came to know Dick Dale. And then, of course, I got what's really interesting is a few years ago, I was up at my grandmother's in North Dakota, and she had all these old records that had belonged to my Aunt Jewel. And my Aunt Jewel was up there also, and she said, oh, well, just take those, because I have a small record collection. And they were all surf rock. And so there's actually a couple Dick Dale albums in there, and so I'm really excited to tell my Aunt Jewel, like, okay, well, maybe I'll get him to sign him. I don't know, but from what I understand, he's a peach of a guy, and he is happy to talk and chat and relax and sign anything you want, talk to you about history. But I think it's such a fun thing because he has so much street cred with all generations. So there's people in my generation who love him, and we could bring our parents to come too. And I'm so excited. Anyway, but that show is going to be on Monday at the Blue Moon, and it's going to be an early show. I know sometimes the Blue Moon has late shows, and it won't be. It's going to start at 7.
And you've got to rest up for the rest of the week.
Yes. Yes. So it's actually a doable concert. And the tickets are going to be $35, but the proceeds are going to benefit the festival. And I know a lot of folks don't realize that Festival International is a 501c3 nonprofit. We do receive some assistance from the city. It's about 5% of our budget. So if we're going to keep festival free, you know, folks like you and I have to pony up and make that donation so that the festival can continue for everybody
else. Volunteer in great droves.
Exactly. Volunteer in great droves and make donations and go to fantastic concerts that happen to support the festival.
So. Not only as a community can produce such a fantastic festival.
That's right.
But, you know, the one other thing I want to mention about Dick Dale is we are only selling 200 tickets. Okay. So this is really, and I believe a quarter of them are already gone. So this is not the kind of thing to sit on the information. You need to today reach out to folks and say, are we going to this? Are we doing this? Are you free on Monday? Let's
do
it.
Online.
You can. You can. You actually end up going through the Blue Moon's website to purchase those tickets, but we have links on our site. So.
Okay. Great way to benefit Festival International de Louisiane. Again, a nonprofit organization that has been in the community for how many years now, Missy? When did it start? 86?
Yeah, this is the 28th year.
The 28th year. Incredible. We're rounding up to 30 years. Generations of people born, growing up through festival. Find out more on Facebook, on the website, through the app. So many ways to find out about the festival, to volunteer, sign up for the 5K, however you're going to do that, walk, run, and you can find out more about everything.
Yeah.
And you can make your own schedule, which many people have been doing already.
And also to check out the artists. One of my favorite things is to fool around. There's 100-plus artists who are going to be there.
Now.
You can read about them, but there's also a YouTube video for every single single page so you can hunt around, kind of get lost in the site and check out who you want to see. So, right. Yeah.
Make your personal
have them
menu.
Audition for you.
Yes.
Do you want to catch
that
show?
That's right. The website.
And as fun as it is to just kind of wander around festival, you can miss a lot if you don't plan ahead.
Mm.
And you really should take a look at the musicians, see who's there, and make that schedule, at least to have a base schedule.
Well, unlike a lot of festivals, a lot of our artists play twice. That's mm-hmm. one of our rules, especially for those international folks when they're coming in, is they'll play twice on two different days. And that's great news if you're trying to build a schedule. Because there will be people you cannot miss playing at the same time on two different stages.
Right.
And so the only way to do that is to plan ahead.
All right. So do that. Plan ahead. Find out more. Festival International. Lots of ways to do that. My guest, Missy Paskey-Wood, director of the festival. Craig Minnick, president of the festival board. Thank you both.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We'll be right back.
Poppy Tooker, host of the weekly show Louisiana Eats. Each week, we'll meet farmers, fishers, chefs, and home cooks who provide the special ingredients that make our food so distinctive. We'll keep you up to date with national and local food trends and share recipe tricks and tips along the way. Please join us Saturday afternoons at 4 p.m. for Louisiana Eats, edible content for Louisiana food lovers, right here on KRVS 88.7 FM.
You're listening to KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles, a public service of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. Find us on Facebook at KRVS Public Media.